This is Underground Upper.
You know, I've had a lot of people in the Louisville music scene tell me, oh, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do drugs, you're such an angel. You know what? Bullshit. I've just had angels watching over me my entire life. And that's what this song is about. It's called Angel Wings.
Welcome to Undergroundopolis, everybody. Here we are again. I'm just going to make one little announcement. This Thursday night, the local ruckus presented by Undergroundopolis. This Thursday, we're at 21st in Germantown. 21st has been giving me one Thursday a month to put on a show by Undergroundopolis, and it's really cool of them. You should definitely come check it out. Or even if you can't come on a Thursday night, you should definitely go down to 21st in Germantown because they're giving me this opportunity, and you should support and. You know, support local business, support your local musicians, support your local artists. And they got all of them there. They got poets, comedians, everything there. So it's really good. It's a really convenient location. And damn it, I can't remember the location, but there will be a link in the description. I think it's 1403 South Shelby Street, Louisville, Kentucky. They're usually all right. I'm smart enough to write this stuff down before the show, but today I screwed up. But there will be a link in the description, of course. My next guest, I met at 21st in Germantown when I was running the open mic there on Sunday nights. I think that's where, I'm pretty sure that's where I met him. And I've started seeing him very regularly at not just at my open mic, but at ones I go to. And by the way, if you're not at an open mic tonight, you should be, or hopefully. If you're not at an open mic tonight, maybe you'll be at KFC Yum Center seeing Bush, because I've seen Bush before, and Bush is a really great concert. I won't be able to go this time, but I will see them again. And my friends Smothering and Bush from Lexington are going to be playing Thursday at the Fish Tank in Lexington, and they're an all-female Bush tribute act, they may or may not be coming on the show. Mostly may. But anyway, my next guest. Oh, I lost myself on that one. My next guest, like I said, I was meeting him at open mics. And there was something else I was going to say. And I'm sure it'll pop back up. But I'm going to bring him right on. Let's just go ahead and bring him right on here.
Yeah.
And you cough right when I bring you on. I know what I was going to say. You just got a little teaser of his upcoming single. And that's all you're going to get is a little teaser, because you're going to have to either go see him live or wait for it to drop. But you got a little teaser. And he's got other stuff out, by the way. You know, he has a video for a song called Rectangles. And there's a guitar in it that looks a whole lot like this one. A whole lot like it. In fact, so much like it. I'm not sure if it's not the same guitar. It's the same guitar. Anyway,
I stole it from his house.
Cut it out of my closet, damn it. Nick Teal? Or should I call you Nicholas? I always call you Nick. Do you prefer? I've never asked if you preferred Nicholas or not.
I usually go with Nick.
Okay. All right. Then I'm not being insulting. I'll try harder, damn it.
I'm sure you'll get there at some point.
Well, give us just a tad bit of background before I start before we start going into the topics.
Okay, so you mean like in terms of professional music playing, that kind of thing?
Yeah, what made you want to become a musician?
Well, I mean, I've pretty much been wanting to become a musician my entire life. When my mom used to ask me what I wanted to be when I grow up, she would tell me, you know, I would tell her, I want to be a rock star. And, you know, she was pretty cool about it. She wasn't trying to destroy the dream or anything or anything like that. But she did say, you know, a lot of people, when they're trying to make it as musicians, they'll have secondary jobs before that takes off. And I'd love for you to be thinking about what that secondary job would be. And so I ended up finding out that I was really good at languages for a while. I was doing music all throughout this time. I was doing some bluegrass ensembles, some opera stuff. I was with UT Austin's Middle Eastern Ensemble. But I was mainly focusing on learning a bunch of different languages, Arabic, Persian, and Turkish being the main ones, so that could be a career path while I focus on music. And so that was something that I'd been working on. I actually left one of my jobs in Austin around January 2020 and moved back to Louisville. Of course, that was right as the pandemic hit, so I found myself out of a job for a while. And during that time, I figured, you know what? Nothing seems to be working in the job search. I'm going to start doubling down on music and write out some of those songs that I've been sitting on for a while. And so I did that for a while, and quite a few successes and quite many rejections later, things have been going pretty well.
Now, you went to college in Austin, is that correct?
I did, yeah. I was at UT for my master's program. That was 2015 to 2017.
Well, you got a master's.
Well, I mean, I've been... Yeah, it was a really cool experience. Got to see a lot of really cool parts of the world, too. Actually ended up in Turkey during the military coup attempt back in 2016.
Oh, shit.
But that's... I've also had that as a musical influence, because that's where I learned to play the saz, which is the Turkish instrument that gets featured on my EP, Love Was.
I'm glad you brought up the saz. I was going to ask about that. Is it like playing a guitar? Is it completely different? Is it?
So in terms of play style, I feel like it's a bit closer to a lap dulcimer almost, only one that you'd be playing on a, you know, standing up and with a strap on it.
Well, let's see. But while did you tell me once you studied opera?
Yeah, so I actually, when I was at Center College, that's where I went for undergrad, I was taking vocal lessons from a fellow named Mark Cotto, incredible voice teacher. I would highly recommend him to anyone. When you take voice lessons, and there are varying degrees to which people are flexible in this regard, but a lot of the time they want you to start on, they want you to stick to operatic styles of vocals. And I mean, part of the reason for this is, you know, a lot of people like me, they want to go into heavy metal and some of the more distorted styles of music. And, you know, some people will tell you, like there's a vocal coach by the name of Ken Tamplin, who will tell you that's absolutely doable, but you have to treat this like an extreme sport and you have to build the resistance and endurance and be able to train up to that. Otherwise, you're going to hurt your voice. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have people who say, absolutely stay away from that. You're going to damage your voice if you do that, which it's understandable why that happens. But, you know, you're telling a 16 or 17-year-old that they can't sing metal music. I mean, what do you think's going to happen, really?
Yeah, he's going to sing metal. I know how, I'm not going to say loud, but how I guess loud is the right word. Of volume. You, how much volume you have behind your voice. I don't know if you've, I've turned your microphones way down before and turned your guitar up and everyone could still hear you. I know that from personal experience. I don't know if I ever told you all I was on, while you were on stage. Have you ever measured like decibels, your voice, or done anything like that?
I have not, but yeah, that's something that I've been kind of working on reining in, because I know that can be sort of a detriment and trying to figure out.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I would disagree. I think it's a good thing.
Oh, I mean, I absolutely agree that it's awesome in terms of producing the kind of sound that I want, going from like rock and metal to a whole bunch of different styles of music. But it can be a detriment if I'm doing like an outdoor patio gig at a more of a restaurant type venue. Yeah. And if I don't know my own strength and people and the owner's worried that I'm not going to that I'm going to be scaring people off.
Well, I don't think that's an issue, because everybody always enjoys you that I've seen. You know, which one do you whip out? It's Open Arms. Open Arm, like the one cover.
Yeah, I have been. See, that's the thing. I love working in. I know a lot of people are wanting to hear some of the more familiar covers when they go to shows like this. I always kind of, maybe it's being kind of a jerk, but I always like to work in some of the super weird ones. Like there's this Russian one that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right now, this will probably be a good time for a little break here. I'm just going to. We'll get back to your story after our sponsor story.
Wake up your mind with premium organic coffee that's really, really good for you. This isn't just any regular cup of joe. Four Sigmatic's best-selling coffee enhances focus, boosts your mood, and even supports your immune system. Four Sigmatic coffee is mixed with functional mushrooms like lion's mane and chaga. These superfoods are some of the most steady, wellness-supporting supplements on the planet, now easily mixed into your daily favorites. Guaranteed delicious and loved by thousands, over a million cups served, 100,000-plus monthly subscribers, and over 30,000 five-star reviews. Try it risk-free, and if you don't love it, you get your money back. Use the code ROBUNDERGROUND to subscribe and to save 30% off your subscription. It's 20% without it. Or you can just click the link in the description, or be sure to try Four Sigmatic Natural Coffee.
Yeah, now that we got that out of the way, was Rectangles your first video?
So I think the first video would have been the one for Love Was. That was back in 2021.
Tell me about that.
So yeah, so of course you I've mentioned the EP a bit. This was back when we started the recording process back in late 2020. This was after I'd finally gotten a job doing some translation stuff, and I started being able to save up some money to spend on an EP. So I ended up working with a friend of mine, Austin Talbert, who was on the metal scene for a while with a band called Manic Method. He has been, so he's moved to Frankfurt since then, and he is more active in composing Christian music these days, including Christian metal, that is pretty awesome, actually. But yeah, so we were working with, he had a recording studio in his apartment. He brought me in to record some of the songs that I'd been working on, including Love Was. And that's the one where I really had, that's the one where I really featured the sauce, because of course, when I was in Turkey and when I was at UT Austin, I learned a lot of the traditional ways of playing the sauce. But as I kind of experimented with it, I found out that it's really well suited to like Led Zeppelin and Soundgarden and some of that heavier stuff.
Yeah.
I think because it has such an emphasis on like drones and open tunings, it works out really well for that.
Yeah. Well, rectangles. We'll talk about that just briefly because my guitar is in the video. Now, you wore all local band t-shirts in that video, which I always thought was completely awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely all for supporting as many local bands as I can. And it's a really tough, you know, it is. It's an incredibly tough business to get into and stay in.
It's a cruel business is what I would say.
Yeah. And it's like thank you so much for letting me use that guitar. That was a really nice touch in that. That was a lot of, that was a really cool thing. So that was actually, that song actually goes back to when I was at UT Austin as well, because my parents were kind of helping me go down to UT and find a housing situation. And they were looking at all these bells and whistles I didn't really care about. Like, does it have a pool? How many windows does it have? And finally, one of the landladies is like, why don't we ask Nick what he thinks? So she asked me to choose between these two apartments on this floor plan. And I'm looking at this floor plan and I'm just like, they both look equally rectangular to me.
And that's where the song came from.
Yep, that ended up turning into a catchphrase of mine. And then I believe it was 2018 maybe. No, probably 2018-ish that I started turning it into a song.
But you brought up Manic Method. I didn't know they weren't still around. Are they not still around?
So I believe they disbanded in 2020, but they've actually gotten together and they started a new project called Only by Faith. I don't know if that's still operating, but... actually, their drummer was a really big part of my EP, is my full album as well, Still in Limbo, because I was working on that with Austin and a friend of his, Travis, who's done some production and sound engineering work in Nashville. But we also brought Gabe in to do some drum work on that. The Fat Lion, Water Ski, Don't Let Him Take the Temple, and I Forgive You. He's on all of those. He does an absolutely phenomenal job on it, too.
So, Water Ski's not already recorded?
It is already recorded. Yeah, that's on Still in Limbo.
Okay. Because I do like that song. That's one of my probably... That's right. That's up there with my favorite, songs of yours. Of course, Rectangles, because you know, the guitar.
that's the one that sort of, I feel like that's the one that sort of become my standard. A lot of people seem to really enjoy Water Ski, and I'm absolutely thrilled about it.
I like Water Ski too, man. It's a really great song. So, Angel Wings.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
So, you know, I've had a few people, as I mentioned in that video, I've had a few people talk about, you know, oh my gosh, you're such an angel. You don't drink, you don't smoke, and you don't do drugs. And it's like, of course, I do appreciate it because that's something I've worked very hard on. But also, you know, that's not necessarily being an angel. That's just as much having access to people who can steer you away from that kind of lifestyle and not being surrounded by it. Or being able to learn from those who are in that lifestyle in a safer way. And not everyone has access to that. There's so much generational trauma and environment that factors into those kind of tendencies. And it's so, when I'm talking in that intro lyric, won't someone buy me a pair of angel wings? So much of it has to do with access to better help or financial situations. I know, and I've been guilty of not understanding this too. I've tried to, I've watched people struggle with depression, and I've sort of said, you know, I'd really encourage you to see someone about this and go to a therapist. I mean, it doesn't mean you're crazy or anything. It just means that, I mean, a lot of people need help sometimes. And, you know, I've been to quite a few therapists in my life, but, you know, growing up that way, you don't really realize not everyone can afford that.
And you're going to do, when is that going to be released?
That's going to be released in May. I'm still working on a venue for that. Be really cool to do 21st, actually. I'll have to ask Ed about that.
Oh, well, you might could do local ruckus.
Hey, that would be killer. Yeah.
But it's a Thursday night.
Well, that I'll definitely keep an open mind to it, but yeah, that, okay.
Now you're going to do Sail On with Skipping Stone, which is another great local band, a great group of guys. I love those guys. I've managed to make friends, I think, with three of them anyway.
Oh, definitely. I actually was in a cover band briefly with Patrick Robb and Daniel Isles, the current bassist and drummer, before they got assimilated into that. And they're really awesome dudes. It was so cool getting to jam with them. I know they really enjoyed my voice, so I was thrilled about that. Of course, you know how it is. Sometimes we ended up having to cancel a lot of rehearsals just because we had everything going on at the same time and things just got way hectic. They got assimilated into Skipping Stone and we ended up kind of disbanding. I really needed to work on my solo music anyway, so it kind of made sense.
Yeah. Well, you got a list of shows you want to plug in before we wrap it up?
One thing I should mention, February, I believe it's the 24th. Yes, 24th. So Ed has asked me to sing the national anthem at this comedy showdown thing that he and some people are putting on. I actually did that last year, or it might have been 2021, actually, and it was a whole lot of fun. I'm really excited to do it again. I'd love to stick around this time, because last time I had to, like, jet right to another show. But in addition, I'll be in Lexington a few times in March. I'm playing a place called Girls, Girls, Girls Burritos with a joke, which is the band of a friend of mine, Alan Day from Lexington. And then I'll also be playing The Nook in Danville on March 24th with Taylor Catherine and Cherry Chubb.
Like, don't you love playing in Lexington, though? I do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I really like Lexington.
I actually just came from, on Saturday, I was at Kenwick Table with Kyle Zorns, and that was a really awesome experience always.
Another great guy right there.
Definitely.
And The Nook, that seems to be really, that's getting to where that's kind of, playing there's a big thing in a way, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, Teddy is just, you know, I remember he came to one of my shows at Copper and Oak, and this was before he even had the idea for it, and he was so taken with it, and he mentioned he had this idea for a project going on, and this was back in 2021. About a year later, he's turned it into a really incredible venue, and I always am thrilled to go there, and I cannot wait to see what comes of it in the future.
But anything you want to add before we wrap it up here? Anything else?
I can't really think of anything in particular. Thank you so much for having me here. It's always awesome to see you around, and I've dug the I still listen to Tony Melito. That one's a fun one.
Everybody, be sure if you can get out to 2020 on the 24th to 21st to 21st on the 24th.
Yeah.
Watch Nick sing the national anthem. Was it a roast? Is it a?
I believe it's a roast championship of some
one of those
kind.
Roast championships they have down there, which are hilarious. and this and any other gig, we'll have them listed in the description down below, as long as with addresses and stuff. This is your host, Rob Lyons, signing off.